What's going on, brothers? Just let me tell you the name. Got an interview for you. It's written title, The Bad Bitch. Here goes. So, Cam Newton is taking a whole lot of slings and arrows because a bunch of walking trash cans, ditch pigs, and Jezebels had a problem with what he said and how he said it. This is in regards to women who call themselves bad bitches or boss bitches. And the amount of slings and arrows he took is proof positive that he hit the nail on the head. You heard what I said. Cam Newton knocked down out the fucking park. He gets an A for that one. Because the truth is this. When these walking trash cans and these trollops say that they're a boss bitch or a bad bitch, what they're really telling you is that they're worth nothing to nobody. That's what they're telling you. It's a warning sign. You see, Cam Newton was basically saying that these same women who call themselves boss bitches or bad bitches have a lot in common. They can't cook, they can't clean, they can't shut the hell up. And he's right. A lot of women today can't cook, they can't clean. A lot of them don't even have the pedigree nor the gray matter to save money. In her mind, like, no, that's what he's for. No. Men are not pit wallets. If these so-called bad bitches or boss bitches are so strong and independent, so stunning and brave, they should have no problem saving money. They should not be insolvent. They shouldn't have any problems shouldering all the financial burdens and the mental burdens that they have to put up with in this life. Because they're a bad bitch, right? Strong and independent. Stunning and brave. Whatever the goddamn cliche is. So, I'm going to say it like this. This is basically a cry for help. It's a pathetic cry for help. That's what this is. If you're a boss bitch or a bad bitch, you should have no problem living your life. You should have no problem stacking green. You should have no problem shouldering all the financial burdens and mental burdens in this life. But they can't do it. Those burdens are too heavy. And as you get older, those burdens get harder to shoulder because your body starts getting weak and starts breaking down. My father understood this. I understand this. And that's something that we're just going to have to go through. But if you are a modern day woman, if you're a walking trash can, if you're a ditch pig, if you're a thought posting cringe contraceptives all over TikTok, then somehow you're exempt from all of these mental and financial burdens. Somehow it's your job as the man to step up to the plate, be your crash dummy, be your pit wallet, and just be the foil. I'm a boss bitch. I'm a bad bitch. But I can't pay off my student loan debt and my credit card debt. The jokes write themselves. How many... Check this out, brothers. Here's a question for you. How many of these broke single mothers called themselves a bad bitch when they were younger? Huh? How many of these Gen X spinsters who are rotting away in the shoebox apartments called themselves bad bitches when they were younger? How many? This is one epic shit show. That's what this is. I got a question for these so-called bad bitches and these so-called boss bitches. Can you casually lift... Wait, let me walk that back. Can you casually bench press or shoulder press 400 pounds? Can you work 12-hour days? Can you go an entire year without calling in sick. Can you do that? You can't. Because we all know that these so-called bad bitches, these boss bitches, take more time off work. They burn out faster than all the men they love to criticize and flick shit at 24/7, 7 days a week. But they're bad bitches, right? Oh, man. The shit show continues. You see, these walking trash cans, these so-called bad bitches, they're desperate. They know they're desperate because we've basically turned over the tables. You heard what I said, brothers. We've turned over the tables. And I encourage all men worth their salt, and even the young men, to do that. Because if the tables don't turn, you flip those bitches over. That's what you do. I'm going to say it one more time. If the tables don't turn, you flip those bitches over. And while you're at it, master your luckout game. Master your luckout game perfected. You see, these trollops can't flick shit at you if they can't find you. That's what those brothers who built those houses near water sources, they knew that years ago. You're a bad bitch until war breaks out. You're a bad bitch until there's a food shortage. Brothers, stay safe, stay vigilant during these perilous times. Do that. I mean, young men aren't stupid. Men aren't stupid. Hell, even the boys today aren't stupid. I mean, just the warning signs are there. These trollops telegraph their punches. And they know not to talk to these trollops. And, I mean, let's be real. It's simple mathematics. Hear me, brothers. It's simple mathematics. 1 teaspoon of zinc plus 1 brainless trollop equals child support. Young men understand this. That's why I take off running like a bat out of hell when these trollops bring up relationships and dating. And I don't blame them. You hear me? I don't blame them. And Cam Newton wasn't wrong. He's not wrong. I'm a bad bitch. Your brothers, stay safe, stay vigilant during these perilous times. This is Line of MGTOW. So I got for this video. Like the video, like, share, and comment here. If you subscribe, if you're donating to my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right inside the screen. That's the G-Plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren, you know the drill. You know what's going on with your boy, SYSBMS, for these so-called bad bitches, these walking trash cans, these nugatory ditch pigs who can't pay off their student loan debt nor the credit card debt, but they want to jump up on TikTok and say that they're bad bitches. Give them nothing. This is MGTOW PSC. Welcome to the state. See you soon.